Check 1, 2. There we go. And welcome back. This is Nighttime Live here on a Monday night on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Bob Harris here along with Scott Sorum. And look who's back from his vacation with the one and only Chris Kurzman from theartspartnership.net. Welcome back there, dude.
Howdy. How are you?
Not too bad. Dana filled in. She did great.
Yeah.
And she said that you'll be back this week. So we're glad you're here.
Thanks.
And meanwhile, you had a good vacation?
I did. You know, we went to the East Coast. We went to Connecticut for a wedding, and then we had a couple of days left over, so we went to Newport, Rhode Island, which was a lot of fun. We were a little out of our element, a few too many mansions and stuff, but we took a sunset yacht cruise, which was really nice, and we stayed at a bed and breakfast that was really charming, and yeah, we had a nice time. Ate a lot of seafood. That was the big thing that we wanted to do. So I did the lobster roll. I did the fried clams, the whole bit.
Now, Rhode Island is pretty tiny on the map. Are we able to find it, though?
We had to navigate. I mean, I'm not saying we didn't. It's not everything out there isn't laid out in a grid like everything out in the Midwest is. So there was a lot of map questing and a lot of Google Maps and trips things and stuff, but we made it all right.
Before I get to you, our first item on the list today, I just have to let everybody know that I went to the Tell Saturday.
Oh yeah,
we've been talking about this for what, 1 or 2 years or whatever,
a couple years.
Like, and finally there was one that happened on a Saturday night. My sister gave me a ring and she says, "Would you like to go?" And I said, "Yeah, okay, let's do it." So we went, and it was a pretty good time.
Yeah,
it was a pretty good time. Darren Wentz, our good friend of ours, provided the music. And Laura was the MC as usual, and they cut it down to 8 entrants this year.
Oh, okay.
From
10
to 8, but they had video stuff up there, and it was a whole lot of fun. So
cool.
When the next one comes around, we can talk about that.
This is actually the first one I missed, where the last two seasons, the Arts Partnership and Arts Pulse, we were doing audio recording. I was recording all the stories and then editing them and then uploading them. And this year they got Grassfire Studios to do video. So I ended up without a job. So and it actually ended up working out well because, of course, we were on vacation. So.
Well, Chris Kurzman, theartspartnership.net. Get a piece of paper and a pencil handy because we'll tell you all about their websites here in just a couple of moments. But first, let's chat about West Fargo High School. I know there's a special name for this, but it's the Spamalot is coming.
Yeah, it's the West Fargo Summer Arts Intensive.
There you go.
Yep, they do about a 6 to 8 week program where they do a couple of different productions. It's led by Adam Pankow at West Fargo Theater, who's a local guy. He went off and did a bunch of theater stuff, decided he wanted to get into theater education. Incidentally, Adam's he's a fantastic guy. He's a big advocate for the arts in our community, which he's a great guy. He does a wonderful job with these kids. And this year they're doing Spamalot, which if you haven't heard, Spamalot is the adaptation of the musical adaptation of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So if you're a Monty Python fan, and and there's a lot of Monty Python excitement because they're still in the middle of doing their live Monty Python live, mostly, which is kind of funny. they're performing live right now. So it's a good time to be excited about Monty Python and to go check out Spamalot, which I think expands upon all of the music that's already in Holy Grail and does a few more numbers.
Yeah. By the way, I do believe they're running a contest with this. I think I saw on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're posting a picture of a grail someplace. Then you have to guess where it's at.
Oh, really?
Something like that. Cool. Then you get a pair of tickets to the show.
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook someplace. Look up Spamalot and the West Fargo High School Initiative, is that what it's called?
Summer Arts Intensive.
That's that up, and I believe it's there.
Yep, and that opens on Friday night. It runs Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and then there's a matinee on Sunday at 2:30, and then they're also running it next weekend. Okay. So if you can't get out this weekend, get out there next weekend.
And by the way, for you folks, if you want to have some fun, go to my blog right now at kfgo.com. It's a 90-second commercial for the Monty Python shows, not this one here, obviously, but the live ones, with Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
These guys are just wrinkly old men trying to find their youth.
Yeah. He says, didn't even the best one died, like, back in the 70s? Oh my gosh.
It was hilarious.
That is fantastic. I saw that when they first opened in London. And it was during the World Cup, and they show Mick Jagger. He's kind of half watching this. He's half watching the World Cup while he's having this conversation. It's really weird. You got to hand it to Mick for making fun of himself.
And Charlie Watts doesn't say a word, but he's in this as well, and he's hilarious as well.
He just makes a couple faces. It's great. I love it.
Before we take our break here, let's talk about ACT UP. They've got a new show called Next to Normal.
Yeah, that's right. It actually opened last week, and they've been having a really great response to this show. Next to Normal is it's a story about a mother with mental health problems, and then how her family has to, deal with these issues. And from what I understand from the show, that's it's kind of told from the perspective of different people in the family. So as they're having to sort of find their own ways to cope with having a member of their family with struggling with mental health, it's easy to find your own sort of way in there. And, and a good chunk of us have family members or people in our lives who, have had problems with mental health. So, and that's part of the mission of ACT UP is to bring these issues front and center, get people talking about them, and sort of exploring how they cope with them and how they deal with them. They're doing a show tonight, probably a little too late to get out to tonight's, but tomorrow night, Tuesday night, they'll be closing it up at the stage at Island Park at 7:30 p.m. And then wish them luck, because then they are heading off to Scotland.
Oh,
and they'll be taking that show and then another show that they've done this season called Bear. They're going to be doing both of them at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So wish them luck as they hop on a plane, and they have to take their whole set and everything with them to Edinburgh for this festival.
My sister saw Bear, and she thought it was great. She thought it was a very good production.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a brief break. When we come back, jazz music is in the news, and also the West Fargo Park District. I should say Wednesday, the Park District has got a concert coming up. We'll talk about that in just a few moments here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Sorry about that. I almost screwed that up. All right. And we're back. Chris Kurzman is with us here on KFGO, the Arts Pulse blog, and also he is from the artspartnership.net. They're all together. They're all twined together. And first of all, let's get back here to some of the events that are coming up. And we've got some music coming up at the courtesy of the Fargo Park District, right?
Yeah. Anybody who's on the Fargo Parks mailing list or goes to their calendar anytime knows they do so much stuff during the summer.
Oh, man.
It's almost hard to, we could spend this whole 20 minutes every week talking about, and we actually share an office building with the Fargo Park District. So you talk to Sam and Carolyn, and they've always got something going on. Anyway, this is actually a really nice, I'm thinking of taking my family. They'll be doing a concert in the park on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. The reggae band Heavy is the Head will be playing. And then they have some, they'll have some art projects that you can do with the kids. They'll have some refreshments and stuff like that available as well. And if you're like me, if you have a young kid and you want to expose them to sort of the concert experience without, overexposing them to the concert experience.
Without damaging their ears.
Without damaging their ears, and maybe, without fleeting expletives running around, and, occasionally you get that funny smell in the air at a concert. You want to spare your kids that. This is a fantastic opportunity. The same thing. I want to, take my daughter to experiences where she gets to, see a concert and hear people play music live. And sometimes it's kind of tough, especially if you want to go out and see a reggae band. But this is a great time to do it. 7 p.m. It'll be at Island Park. And again, the band is Heavy as the Head.
And that's Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, yes.
All right, little jazz action at 222, huh?
Yeah. So that jazz series that's been going on at Studio 222 is continuing this weekend with a vocalist by the name of Tierney Sutton and her trio, the Tierney Sutton Trio. Will be at Studio 222. The show starts at 8 o'clock. You'll have to maybe just hop onto their website. I think you go just Google Studio 222, which is downtown, probably where you saw the tell.
Yes, very much so.
Fantastic room to see jazz. Fantastic room to see anything. It's nice, intimate seating. And that nice big mural up on the wall, which I always enjoy looking at. Also, check out Tierney Sutton, if you've never heard of her, beautiful vocalist.
Okay, that's at 222. And by the way, we did find out that a couple people had a tough time finding 222, because it is kind of sandwiched in between Atomic Coffee and Dempsey's, right?
Right, yeah. It's to get to Studio 222, you know, the best thing to do is, if you're there at night and on the weekend, you can park in the U.S. Bank lot across the street, which is great. You can also find a spot on Broadway somewhere. And then look for the door. Okay, so you're walking north on Broadway. Look for the door that comes after the door to Atomic Coffee. So it's between Atomic Coffee and Dempsey's. Yeah. So if you're going north and you hit Dempsey's, you've gone too far. Look for this door, and there's like a hallway going back, and then just follow that hallway back.
You probably have to go 100 feet to get into it. It's that far down the hallway.
Yeah, it's sort of stuck back in the back of the building there. Once you get there, you feel like, ooh, wow, I'm in a place that nobody knows where, you know. But that really adds something to the appeal of being able to find that and be like, hey, I'm here to see some jazz.
Yeah, well, we know a lot of you know where it's at, but we do have some newcomers in town. Okay. We want to make sure. I just want to touch on a couple of other quick things, because I know you've got your annual chalk contest just around the corner here too, right?
Oh, yeah, Chalk Fest, which that's coming up on Monday, August 11th. And that'll go from 2 to 8 p.m. And Chalk Fest is basically anybody can show up. We provide chalk, and you can chalk to your heart's content. Last year, we did it in the Great Northern Bank Plaza. We had a huge response. We must have had 500 people there. We were giving away pizza. We ran out of pizza. So we're doing it in Island Park this year, a little bit more space. And we'll also have plenty of food vendors there. So I think we're getting a handful of food trucks there. And show up, bring the kids. It's early in the afternoon. I think a lot of kids are coming. We'll have a lot of younger kids and stuff. Later on, we'll have some music. I believe Diane Miller and the Silver Daggers will be playing.
Okay.
And all sorts of great stuff. And you'll get the opportunity to hang out with, you know, other people who just want to hang out and have some fun with chalk.
We'll talk more about that, too, again next week, some more details. And I just wanted to plug that, coming up here in a little bit, the 5-year-old mayor of Dorset, Minnesota, will be joining us. I know it's not the immediate arts area, but they've got the Taste of Dorset coming up on this Sunday in Dorset, Minnesota, which is up at Park Rapids. And this, you know, this kid, I mean, no longer is this, I mean, it's got like, what, 22 restaurants, and the population is like 17, something like that.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's the restaurant capital of the world, something like that. And this little 5-year-old kid now, he's 5, he's the second, he could be going for his third term, we'll find out later, as mayor. But he's brought, I mean, we've always had a ton of people there, but he's brought national attention to that town.
Oh, wow.
Of Dorset, Minnesota. So we're going to have to get there early. But they closed down the streets at both ends, mounted sheriff's department from Hubbard County, guard the end, each end.
Yeah.
And when you look down, there are people I bet they walk a mile and a half into town because they're parked on the sides of the roads.
Wow.
It is that popular. So if you get a chance, come early, because the food will go quick too.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait to hear all about that.
I'll get a bunch of pictures, I promise.
Cool.
I promise about that. All right, website, artspartnership.net.
That's right. When you go there, just look for the button that says Arts Pulse and click on that, and you can find plenty of stories, photos, and other stuff with profiles, video, all sorts of great stuff of arts organizations and artists in our area. While you're there, you can also sign up for our weekly email, which we send out every Thursday. Comes with a handy calendar, lets you know what's going on. We've also got Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, all sorts of other little social media places where you can follow us as well.
And by the way, if you have an idea or something that's happening in your area that maybe you don't think you guys know about, feel free to send you a letter, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You can just email me at Chris, that's with a K, K-R-I-S, @theartspartnership.net.
Right.
And do what I can to help you promote it.
Sounds good. All right, my man, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO tonight. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Good
thank
seeing you.
You
again.
You bet.
Take care. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO, and I'm going to cut out that last Mighty 790 KFGO.